Hello, I'm Chris Herbert, and we are at Isle of Wight Pride. We are having a look to see what's going on. There is a dance stage, which I'll be on a little bit later on. So, yeah, coming up, we're going to be having a look around Isle of Wight Pride and everything that it has to offer. I'm going to be honest, it's my first time on the Isle of Wight. It's lovely. It's the sun is shining. We have got rainbow flags pretty much everywhere. On the way in, as we're coming down sort of like the main road here, all the shops have been decorated. My taxi driver did inform me that usually there isn't a full-time gay bar on the island. So actually, to see so many people here dressed in rainbow colours is absolutely amazing. And to see everyone getting involved with the pride as well is absolutely amazing. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be having a mooch around, talking to some people that are involved, hopefully getting hold of some of the people that are on the main stage. Conchita is headlining, 90s Living Joy on the main stage as well. Our own Gadio, Adam Turner, is on the dance stage. He is about to go on, I do believe, and me a little bit later on. I just need to try and find the actual dance stage. So yeah, coming up, everything the hat Isle of Wight Pride has to offer. It's Gadio at UK Pride, which is on the Isle of Wight today. I've accosted a couple of boys and a lovely lady that have the biggest things in their hands ever. Tell us what it is.
It's a very big flamingo beak. Here it is. It's
all right, so you've got a huge pint in your hand.
It's a double pint. I've never seen it before, and I'm very happy to have one in my hand.
Talk us through your outfit.
Basically, what happened, I went to my mum's house, and I said, I want to dress as a flamingo, and I got there, and she had a beautiful dress, which I've modified, and then a lot of glitter, hairspray, lots of pink all over, and there's a whole flotilla of us somewhere, or flock, or whatever you call a group.
It's a flock? Is it a flock? Flock of flamingos?
It's a flamboyance.
Oh, brilliant. That makes sense. So where are you from originally?
We're from the Isle of Wight. We're from just down the road.
So you live on the Isle of Wight?
Yeah, we live on the Isle of Wight.
What's it like, the gay scene on the Isle of Wight?
It's fairly conservative, the Isle of Wight. So I think it's great that Pride is here because it kind of, I don't know, makes it for a more relaxed atmosphere and a bit more, what opens people's eyes a bit more to it.
And it's only in the second year. Did you come last year?
I didn't come last year, but the group I'm with came last year, and they dressed as mermaids last year.
I've got to ask as well, really quickly. Obviously, you've got a flamingo, and you've got a beak in where you'd expect the beak to be. Was that part of your hat? Had to be part of the outfit?
Well, basically, it was a mask, but then I put the eyelashes on, and I didn't want to ruin the eyelashes, so someone had a good idea to put it down more of a codpiece.
That is the best answer. I put my eyelashes on, and I didn't want to ruin it, so I put it where it should be, I suppose. David Fuller. Now, why have I accosted you?
I'm the Deputy Lord Mayor of Portsmouth.
So, Portsmouth is sort of over there. Is that it? Can I see it there?
Yeah, it's where the great big tower is, the Spinnaker Tower.
So, you're the Deputy Lord Mayor. Why have you come to Isle of Wight Pride?
I think it's really to come and suss it out, really, and just see what they do. I mean, it's fantastic today, isn't it? The weather is great, and the people are marvellous. Gox here, and I've seen Peter Thatchell as well. It's great, great atmosphere.
So you're an out Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, Deputy Lord Mayor, actually.
Sorry, I got the title.
Yeah, it's my second time of being the Deputy Lord Mayor, and hopefully in May I'll be the Lord Mayor of Portsmouth. Yeah, openly gay. I've been with my partner now 25-odd years. Love just being myself and really promoting ourselves about living together, being happy, and whatever you are, enjoy life.
A lot of people say as well, like, we don't necessarily need pride festivals. What would you say to those?
Well, no, we do. It's about being together. I mean, there's everybody from all walks of life here, from every sexuality. It's about being together and being as one, because that's what we're all about. We've got to love each other and be whatever we want to be in life. That's my philosophy.
Hi, Andy. You're in the hate crime reporting area. Have you been busy?
It's a two-way question, really, because if we've been busy, then there's an awful lot of hate crime around. If we haven't been busy, then maybe it suggests there isn't. But we have had some people come up and talk to us, and that's been very worthwhile. We've been able to point them in the right direction, signpost them, listen to the issues that they've had. The important thing is that people must and should report hate crime, because if they don't, then people will say it doesn't happen.
So does that mean the Isle of Wight is very LGBTQ accepting?
It's a lot more accepting than it was, and maybe a lot more than it was 2 years ago.
I've come down and come across the island. There's rainbow flags everywhere. From the moment you get off the ferry all the way down, there are rainbow flags everywhere.
Well, one of the things I did was walk up and down the main street, talk to the traders, retailers, and ask if they'd like to get involved. And many of them just said yes, please, and have totally thrown themselves into it. There are some absolutely amazing displays, and a lot of them being very creative.
Thank you so much, Andy, who's a volunteer for UK Pride and Isle of Wight Pride this weekend. I've been accosted by two people that say, you have to talk to us, you have to talk. Why do I need to talk to you?
Because we're hot. Look at us.
It's our 2 year anniversary today. We got together literally on this day 2 years ago when we met, and it's...
Congratulations.
Hey.
So do you meet at Isle of Wight Pride?
Yeah.
You're not lying, are you?
No.
Are you sure?
We don't lie. We don't lie. Look at this.
We met in the Isle of Wight 2 years ago. It wasn't Pride, because Pride wasn't a big thing here. Last year was the first Pride. We were in Ride, though, 2 years ago, and I ran into
on this
her.
Day?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
And suddenly, when they announced the date for Isle of Wight Pride this year, skipped a beat, and I was like, this is amazing.
It's like fate.
It was fate. And so we decided we had to come back. Our hearts are based here, and this is our special day.
Come back for Pride.
So you don't live on the Isle of Wight?
No.
So we both live in Southampton together now.
It's only over there. It's not far away.
No,
exactly.
Just beside the water.
Exactly. We live in Southampton, and we love it there, and we love each other, and that's what all today's
and
all
we've
about.
Got, we've got very different jobs.
Oh, okay. Well, you mentioned it, so that means what? Come on.
Go on, you give
her. So I work in media. And you work for...
I work for Children's Services.
I mean, media's rubbish, so we'll talk to Children's Services. No, I'm joking. Honestly, you two years together, I hope you're...
It's all about love today, and that's what we want to celebrate.
I got married this year to my husband, so... But anyone who's in a relationship, I'm like, oh, yeah, just make it work, make it happen. So congratulations. Two years today. What a better place to celebrate than here.
Thank you. And it's such a lovely day for celebrating diversity and celebrating everybody together. Like, our hearts are all joined together today, and we're really happy.
I've got someone very special here. What's your name?
Caroline Page.
And why would I be introduced to you as someone a little bit special?
I don't know why. No. I was the first officer to transition gender in the British Armed Forces back in 1999.
1999 is a long time ago. A lot has changed since then. How was it?
It was quite scary. Very difficult to start with. Very challenging. The military at that point was still very openly hostile to LGBT plus people. They didn't really understand. So there was a lot of calls for me to be thrown out to leave. Which was quite worrying, quite scary. It was quite scary actually standing up to them in the first place, getting to that point where you realise that it's your life, you need to do something about it and stand up and accept the consequences. That was really, really difficult. When the Air Force turned round to me and said, we want you to stay in, how do we make this work? I was so relieved, this was amazing. But what I didn't realise is it's a different thing if the Air Force turns around and says from the top, yeah, you can stay, but if the people don't get that and they don't want you there, then it makes it really, really hard to be in the workplace where people don't want you.
What was the moment that made you think, I need to do this?
Life is getting harder and harder. I'd missed my 20s. I was in my 30s. I'd known that I was different in terms of gender identity, that I identified female from a really young age, from around the age of 5. It wasn't acceptable in my family to feel that way, so I had to hide it. I was still hiding it when I joined the Air Force. So it took me a long, long, long time to have the strength to realise that it's your life, it's my life, I've got to do something about this. And all the things started coming together. I started learning more about other people through the internet, which was just starting to come alive. And also I discovered hormones, and this was amazing to me, this was wonderful. But also it was just that realisation that you need to move on with your life because you're going into dark places. I was going into dark places quite a lot, and I couldn't see a good future. But the only future that I could see that was a good one was to transition and be me and be open and just be me. So when I did that, it was a massive relief that I'd made that decision, but it was it wasn't so good. It didn't go down well with family, and that was always my worry, that I would lose family, and it didn't go down well with friends.
that you're here today. You have a rainbow lanyard around your neck. So has it all been okay in the end?
Yeah, absolutely. The Air Force, the Army, the Navy of today is totally different to what it was 20 years ago. I can't believe it's nearly 20 years ago that I did this. And it's so inclusive. You know, we have all three services marching on Pride in London in uniform, and that would have never even been thought of in those days. So I've seen the Air Force transition, and the Army and the Navy, from something that was hostile to LGBT to actually embracing LGBT people, realizing that difference brings things to the party. It brings diversity brings positive things, and they've realized that, they've embraced that, and that's really awesome.
What one bit of advice would you give to anyone listening to this?
Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself.
And is that all you need? When you're true to yourself, that's it?
No, you need support, you need the love of your family, you need the love of your friends, you need to embrace the people around you who are there with you. They're your strength, because it is really, really hard. It's not easy at all coming out to family and friends that you're different, and your perspective of that is that you're going to lose them, and you're going to lose that love and be alone.
Thank you so much for talking to Gadio, and enjoy your breath of your pride here. It's why like stories like this make pride so important. Just come off main stage, Danny Beard, hello.
Hello, gorgeous boy. How are you?
How are you?
Very sweaty right now. I'm glad that this is radio, because I am dripping.
But it's the only reason why we're here. You're like, no, I need to freshen up, Oh, radio, yeah, that's fine. I can be as sweaty as anything on the radio.
No, whoever's listening to this, I am not sweaty. I'm not minging. I'm gorgeous. I'm trying to think of positive words that people can fill their minds.
How was the second Isle of Wight Pride?
Do you know what? I wanted to be here last year and I couldn't. So I'm so glad that I'm here this year, because not only is there so many people here that I want to see myself, but it's bigger, it's better, and it's got such a festival vibe. It's like a really nice long sight. There's lots going on. There's Cabaret 10 that I'm going to go and see some people in a minute. There's just so much going on. It's been like a little...
There is a downstage at the end as well that some of us have been on. Some of us have been on it already.
Already?
Yeah, you know. Oh, warming up.
I've only been up an hour.
So for UK Pride, Isle of Wight Pride, everyone all said, you know, the island's quite conservative. You wouldn't have thought that, would you?
Absolutely not. You know, I got asked to do an interview and a message for the people of the Isle of Wight. And do you know what? I said, it's not LGBT exclusive, it's LGBT inclusive. And I really feel like I didn't even need to say it, because the island has just embraced it. There's pride flags everywhere you go, every shop's celebrating it, and every person here is here for a good time, and that's what pride's about, celebrating what you're proud about.
What are you looking forward to? Are you going to stick around for Conchita?
Yes.
It's like Battle of the Beards?
Absolutely not.
He's got the better beard.
Well, she has, but when they turn that off, I'll say I have.
Danny Namira's arrived. Go get ready.
Thank you so much, babe. See you later.
It's Gadio at Isle of Wight Pride. I had to get one of the trustees. What's your name?
My name is Matthew. Matthew Bunny, one of the trustees, Isle of Wight Pride. I deal with press and social media.
And you are also looking after the main stage.
Well, I'm hanging around the main stage, because at the moment Donna Marie, Lady Gaga's on stage, and I've got to be one of the biggest fans of Lady Gaga, so I'm just hanging around.
She looks amazing!
She really does look amazing, and the act looks absolutely stunning.
Right, so it's your second Pride, you're in your second year, and you got UK Pride. What does that mean?
I mean, it's massive. In our first year, we had 5,000 people attend. In this year, we tripled in size and have UK Pride. It's amazing for the LGBTQ community on the island, but also just a local community able to come out and show that we love inclusion and diversity.
Now, is this right? There's no LGBTQ like club on the island, or like bar?
No, I mean, there's no club, there's no bars. Pride puts on regular nights, we do all sorts of events, but there's no actual LGBT scene as such, and no bars to go to.
So, saying that, you wouldn't expect this turnout, would you?
I think the turnout is just the support, and basically hearing from a lot of the press stories we've had recently with homophobia, with our MPs and our reporters, I think it's just the local community, the LGBT community, to come to show their support for this event.
So people always say, oh, we don't need a pride in England or the UK, it's not needed anymore. What would you say?
I say you probably, well, definitely need it. And this Isle of Wight Pride, it proves it. There's so many people out there of all ages, all races, all sexualities and genders enjoying themselves on a beach. And it's proving the world wrong, and that love is actually love.
No, I'm stopping you for doing your job. Go and enjoy it, and enjoy the Lady Gaga tribute.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So there we go. That's just part of what you can expect from Isle of Wight Pride, also UK Pride this year, on this amazing island. There is still rainbow flags just about everywhere. You too can check out the Isle of Wight. You can get here with Red Funnel Ferries. I had a lovely trip across the sunny harbour. I went on the Red Jet. That takes 25 minutes to get from one side to the other. Or, of course, you can get across with your car on the actual ferry and check it all out for yourself. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly had an amazing time. It was great to see the island get behind it, and also it's amazing to see the island is fully welcoming and really inclusive, so you too can check it all out. Just do a little search online for Isle of Wight, for everything that it has to offer. Make sure you book with Red Funnel Ferries, either Red Funnel Ferry with your little car, or if you are on foot, you can get the Red Jet a little bit quicker, get you on the island a little bit more. Thanks for listening.